Amen. Hallelujah, sweet Jesus. Today is February 1st, 2012. You know, I've been so busy lately counseling. Every time I turn around, thank you, Jesus. That I haven't been studying very much. But I know that the Lord still sees to me and is still guiding me. And last night, once again, in true form, he did not fail me. Sat down at my computer to study. And prayed, Lord, please point me in the right direction. And of course, thank God for the Holy Spirit, because it started, you know, he moved in my heart and in my mind, and it just flowed from there. Tonight's message is titled Listening. Listening. Are you truly listening? Do you hear? Do you seek guidance and direction and counsel from others? Do you hear their words? Do you listen and comprehend the guidance, the advice that they are giving? Or do you tune them out because they're not saying things you wish to hear? We all know within this world, if we are worldly, we are going to seek advice from others. Talk about our troubles, talk about our woes, say, you know, what would you do? Well, there are Christian views and there are worldly views. And depending on where you are within that spectrum, it's going to depend on who you seek guidance from. You're going to go to people that are going to give you the answer you want to hear. In 9 times out of 10. Couple, marriage on the rocks. One is seeking and thinking about committing adultery. So they go to their friends at the bar and say, hey, what do you think? And they tell them their story of woes, how this guy is a jerk, whatever, da, da, da. Yeah, sure, go ahead. I would too. Okay, what's a Christian going to say? Not a good idea. Give them another chance. Forgive them. Try to work it out. Seek counseling. Go to your pastor. Whatever you need to do. But don't commit adultery. That goes against the word. If the marriage has failed, and it's time for you to get out of it, get out of the marriage first. Don't start another relationship, right? So depending on where you seek that counsel, where you seek that guidance, you're either going to go to the world, whatever, depends on what answer you want to hear. Do I want somebody to tell me and to help me be strong and work this out and not give up? Or do I really just want to give up and I want somebody to say, yeah, it's a good idea, go ahead. When you seek counsel, when you seek guidance and direction, regardless of who you seek it from, if you don't hear their words, it's not going to matter. If you're not listening, it's not going to matter. You've already made up your own mind. You've already made up your own heart. I've been exposed lately, last 5 days. Now, I take that back. 3 days ago for 2 days, so it involved five, to somebody very seriously that was not hearing me, was not listening to my words, heard what they wanted to hear. It's like, really? Did I say that? No. I don't say one thing and do another. I don't say no when I really mean yes. I don't say yes when I really mean no. And it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. You have to be sure that you are willing to listen to what a person says. You are actually hearing the words that are coming out of their mouth, not hearing what you want to hear. Amen? Listening is defined as to give attention with the ear, to heed and obey. To heed and obey. Hold that in your thought right now. On Sunday, the message was about the heart's desires, the desires of the heart. How important it is to be sure that God's desires are in our heart and to be willing to receive his answer. To hear and receive what God has to give, not what you hope he is giving. I was doing that. I lived my life that way for 4 years. I had lived in the hope that I was going to be reunited with my ex-husband. Not willing to hear what, you know. Duh, Brenda. Hello. I got something better for you. Guess what? I finally listened. Thank God. It's the difference between hearing what God is saying instead of what you hope he is saying. Make sure that you're really receptive to his answer. It's also the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is the act of perceiving sound. That's all hearing is. The act of perceiving sound. Hearing sounds. Okay? Listening takes it a step further. It involves obeying. It involves obedience. Yeah, people can tell you things all day long. They can tell you what to do. But until you do what they tell you to do and obey and be obedient, you're not listening. All you're doing is hearing. There's a difference. There is a difference. The word tells us in James 1:19, "This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Not always easy. Just because a person is speaking doesn't mean they are being listened to. And more than anyone, God is aware of that fact. God may be speaking to you. Are you hearing him? Are you listening to him? Christ encouraged us in Matthew 11:15, "He who has ears, let him hear." What are you laughing about? He who has ears, let him hear. My daughter, I love her to death. She tells my grandson, "I'm going to cut those things off on the side of your head because you don't use them." How many times do you want to do that to a person? They keep coming to you with the same... They keep coming to you with the same problems. Lord, please touch their hearts. Get that 2x4 out that I would use. Let it reach 5 hours away. 5 hours is 70 miles an hour. What, 350 miles? And just smack them. It's a good thing I'm not God. Stop it. Let he who has ears hear. Let he who has ears to hear. Let him hear. Not what you want to hear. You know, rarely do I speak from this microphone by the power of the Holy Spirit words that are meant to offend anyone within this flock. But there are those times where you may twinge when I say something that you don't want to hear. But you still need to listen. Because you need to understand that these words are not from me. These words are from the Lord. The message that is given to me and placed on my heart is from God. Am I listening to God? You betcha. Because not only am I hearing him, I'm obeying him. Amen. I do what he tells me to do. Do I question him? Nope. Thank you for a Catholic upbringing, because that's where that comes from. Even though I don't agree with that part of the world any longer. It's the way you're raised. I don't question these things. It's God. So although these verses mention hearing, let's keep in mind what the knowledge is. What is knowledge? I'm not trying to define knowledge. Don't get me wrong. Knowledge is useless without application. If you can be as smart as you want to be, you can know a lot of things, but if you don't apply that to your life, what good is it? What good is it if you don't apply it? Knowledge without application is useless. It's also useless without obedience. It's useless without obedience. When a parent corrects a child, do they say to them, "Hear what I am saying"? Or do they say, "Listen to what I am saying"? Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Okay? They might ask, "Did you hear me?" We're going to get her saying amen. No, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for getting my mic all snotty. All right. A parent might ask a child, "Did you or do you hear me?" But generally, when we instruct our children, we expect them to hear and obey, which is to listen, not just hear our words. Hear and obey, which is to listen. Do you think God expects that? He certainly does. Listening does not occur naturally. It's a choice. People can decide whether or not they will listen, and it is fundamental for growth. Without listening, hearing and obeying, you're not going to grow spiritually, physically, mentally. You're just not. You're not going to grow in knowledge. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him." He who gives an answer before he hears is folly and shame. Foolish. It's foolish to speak before you actually listen to people. And Scripture often warns us of the danger of turning a deaf ear to the Word of God. Proverbs 19:27 says, Cease listening, my son, to discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Cease listening to discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Failure to listen to wise words only diminishes the person who ignores them. The person that speaks them suffers no loss. Do I suffer any kind of loss if I'm up on this microphone speaking the Word of God to you and you're not listening to me? I'm the one being obedient to God. The only time it really bothers me is when it hinders the spirit. Doesn't matter. If someone fails to listen to you, it's not you that suffers. You're not it. Okay, what are you out? What are you out? Your time? Your breath? What's the other person out if they don't listen? If they don't heed your guidance and your direction and your advice? If they don't obey it? You know, I give a lot of counsel. I did it to two people last night. A family and a person. If they don't heed my advice, if they weren't listening to me, what have I lost? My time? Time that could have maybe been spent in a different way? What have they lost? I think the loss is far greater on their end. Because I don't generally give counsel of my own will. I don't generally give counsel with my own words. I can share with you my life stories, which I did do with one of the people. But that's still just a testimony to how God has worked in my life. And hopefully, people will learn from my mistakes. My sister did for years. She'll tell you. But if you don't listen, if you don't hear, if you don't listen, I can't make you. I can tell you. I know a lot of people that give advice and get completely angry and irritated at the fact that people don't do what they tell them to do. You can't make them. God doesn't make us do anything. We're not greater than God. So why would we think we would be any different? Listening is important. And failure to listen only diminishes the person that ignores. And although it may appear easy, listening is often hard work. It requires focus. I learned in one of my communications classes that you really have to listen to a person. Generally, a person does not. They're already busy thinking in their mind what they're going to say as soon as you shut up. They don't listen to your words and wait for the conversation to come to a place where they can speak. Instead, they're running it over in their mind. So, you know, they reach that point and then they tune you out. They don't hear the rest of it. They don't hear all of it. They don't receive all of the guidance and direction. But true listening requires you to give another person your attention and to possibly change your attitude as you listen. Open your heart, open your mind, and allow those words to sink in. Touch your spirit, touch your heart, maybe soften you a little bit, give you more awareness, and open your eyes so that you can actually receive what God has in store for you. You have to be able to listen to the Lord, listen to the words, study his word, and allow it to touch your heart, hear him, what he has to say. Listen and obey, or hear and obey equals listening. But true listening requires you give another person your attention, possibly to change your attitude as you listen. It can be more difficult to perform than physical labor. Very difficult. Very difficult to hear and to obey. We want people to tell us what we want them to tell us. We want their answers to be our answers. A lot of times we think we know what a person is going to say without listening to the words. And we do that with God. A lot of times we think we know what God's answer is going to be. You know, God will give you three answers to a question. One of three answers. Let me rephrase that. Yes, no, or wait. Sometimes his answer is yes, sometimes his answer is no, and sometimes it is wait. How long and what happens in our life, how long we wait, and how what happens in our lives as a consequence of that waiting is up to us. How long do we want to wait? Do you want to keep hearing the Lord? Do I want to listen and obey God? Because I'm going to keep asking him the same question. It's kind of like your kid that says, Mom, 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 hey, Mom, Mom, hey, Mom, Mom, Mom. And what do we usually do as humans? What? What do you want? I've done it myself many times. God, thank God he doesn't do that to us. Really? He knows us better than anyone. He knows what we seek. We just have to be willing to wait for it. We have to be receptive to God's will in our lives. We have to be willing to hear him and listen to him. Because I can tell you what, God's not going to give you the answer until he knows you're ready to listen. Amen? Let me say that again. God's not going to give you the answer until you are ready to listen. Because he wants you to do his will. Be obedient to him alone. And seek his guidance and his direction, his will for your life. And I can tell you from firsthand, listen and obey God. Because it's worth it. That's the message for tonight. Does anybody have anything to add or any questions? If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.